In this module, we're going to take a look at FSEdit together. I'm on the Today screen right now, and from the Today screen, let's go ahead and open FSEdit. Press F4.
Start menu Today.
The letter P for programs.
Calculator.
And press F until you hear FSEdit.
File Explorer. FSCalc. FSEdit.
Then press Enter.
Enter. Leaving menus. FSEdit new file dialog. Would you like to make your new file a grade 2 braille document? Yes button.
I'm going to answer no, because we're going to write this first file in computer braille. So I'm going to press Tab.
Tab, no button.
And now I'm going to press Enter.
Enter, edit.
FSEdit is an editor program created by Freedom Scientific for use on the PacMate, and it has some very powerful features that I want to take time to introduce you to. The first feature I'd like to show you is the spell checker. In order to use the spell checker, we'll have to have something to actually check, so let me just type a couple sentences, sentences that we all know and love.
Period. Enter.
I've pressed enter to move to the next line for my next sentence.
Period.
I'm going to press enter one more time.
Enter.
So we have two sentences followed by a blank line. The two sentences that I typed on those two lines were, now is the time for all good men to come to the aid of their party, and now is the time that tries men's souls. I've misspelled some words on purpose in those sentences, and I'll tell you which ones those are so you can follow along with me. For those of you who have used Freedom Scientific or Blazy Note Takers in the past, the reading commands on the BX400 will be very familiar. If I wish to hear the current letter, the letter that the cursor is sitting on, I press dot's 3-6 chord. To move to and hear the previous letter, I can press dot's 3 chord. To move to and hear the next letter, or character, I can press dot 6 chord. To hear the current word, I'll press dots 2-5 chord. To move to and hear the previous word, I press dot 2 chord. To move to and hear the next word, I press dot 5 chord. To hear the current line, I can press dots 1-4 chord, which of course is the same as pressing C chord. To move to and hear the previous line, you guessed it, I can press dot 1 chord. And to hear the next line, I can press dot 4 chord. The arrow keys can also be used to move around the document and to hear characters and lines. For example, if the up arrow is pressed, the PacMate will move to and speak the previous line. If the down arrow is pressed, the PacMate will move to and speak the next line. If the left arrow is pressed, the PacMate will move to the previous character and speak it. And if the right arrow is pressed, the PacMate will move to the next character and speak it. Let me demonstrate that to you quickly. We're at the bottom of the small document we've created. I want to move up to the top line. So I'm going to press dot 1 chord.
Now is the time that tries men's souls.
There's the last line of the document. I'll press dot 1 chord again.
Now is the time for all good men to come to the aid of their party.
There's the first line. You can hear one of my misspelled words. I want to know what word the cursor is actually on. I'm going to tell the PacMate to speak the current word by pressing dots 2-5 chord.
Now.
If I wanted to know what letter I was on, I would press dots 3-6 chord.
And.
Two more quick things I want to show you about these reading commands. If you didn't understand the letter that was spoken when you pressed dots 3-6 chord, if you press 3-6 chord twice quickly, you'll hear the letter spoken phonetically.
And November.
November. The same holds true for the word. If you're reading the current word using dots 2-5 chord,
now,
in this case now, if you press dots 2-5 chord twice quickly, JAWS will spell the current word for you.
N-O-W.
To get out of either phonetic or spell mode, you can press the say current character key again. And again, that is dots 3-6 chord. The two misspelled words on the first line are aid and there. We'll use say next word, which is .5 chord, to move to those words.
Is the time for all good men to come to the Abe.
Let's spell that current word. Remember, you press dots 2-5 chord twice quickly.
A-A-I-B.
A-I-B. Now let's press the current character key to get us out of spell mode.
A.
And continue forward through this line.
Of. Dire.
We'll spell the current word again on there.
T-H-I-E-R.
Another glaring error. We'll press say current character again to leave spell mode.
T.
On the second line, the only misspelled word is the word souls, which I spelled S-O-E-L-S. We're going to run the spell checker now. Press F2.
Menu active file.
We'll down arrow to the tools menu.
Edit. Format. Insert. Tools.
And press enter.
Enter leaving menus. Menu active. Spell checker ..
It's our first option, so we'll press enter again.
Enter, leaving menus, spell checker dialog, not in any dictionaries, A-B-I-B changed to colon, I-I.
It didn't like my A-I-B word for aid. I don't like the first choice that it gave me, so I'm going to press tab.
Tab, suggestions, colon, list box, I-1 of 8.
We're in a suggestions list box. We're going to arrow down till we find the choice that I like.
Ab, alb, aim, air, aid.
I want to be sure that that's spelled correctly.
A-A-I-D.
And we're going to tab to the change button.
Tab, change button.
Now let's press enter to activate the change button.
Enter. Not in any dictionaries. Dire, T-H-I-E-R, change to colon, there, T-H-E-I-R.
It made the change, and it moved to my next mistake, which is there. It presented the option T-H-E-I-R, which is the kind of there that I want. Now let's press enter to activate the change button.
Enter. Not in any dictionaries. Souls, S-O-E-L-S, change to colon, souls, S-O-L-E-S.
Now, I don't want to change this to souls. I want to change it to souls. I'm going to press tab to move to the suggestions list box.
Tab, suggestions, colon, list box, souls, 1 of 5.
I'm in the list box. I'm going to down arrow to my selection.
Soils, souls.
Let me spell that.
S-O-U-L-S.
That's the one I want, so I'll tab to the change button.
Tab, change button.
And I'll press enter.
Enter. Spell checker dialog. Finish checking document. OK button.
It's OK with me. I'll press enter.
Enter, edit.
We're back in our document. Having completed this particular masterpiece of prose, I want to save it. That way I can print it and inflict it on people later. We're going to use the save as command. I'll press F2.
Menu active file.
Enter.
Enter. Leaving menus. Menu active. New ..
Now down arrow to save as.
Open .. Save. Save as ..
Press enter.
Enter. Leaving menus. Save as dialog. Name colon. Edit.
And the first thing I have to fill out is this edit field which asks for the name. I'm going to call this trials.
T-R-I-A-L-S.
We'll press tab.
Tab, folder, colon, combo box, none, 1 of 4.
We have a combo box that offers us 4 different options. None, or don't put it into any particular folder. If we down arrow, we'll hear the other options.
Business, personal, templates.
So business, personal, and templates. I'm going to arrow back up to personal.
Personal.
I'm going to press tab.
Tab, type colon, combo box, fsedit file left parent star .fsd right parent, 1 of 5.
Fsedit offers the opportunity to save files in a number of different file types. The one that you just heard is an fsedit document that's specific to this particular editor. Let's down arrow through these selections.
Fsedit file left parent star .fsd right parent. Brf file left parent star .brf right parent.
This choice lets you save the document as a BRF file, and it's automatically translated to contracted Braille for you.
Rich text format left parent star .rtf right parent.
Rich text or RTF format. That's very handy for importing into a number of different word processors.
MS Pocket Word left parent star .psw right parent.
And the Pocket Word format.
ANSI / UNICODE file left parent star .txt right parent.
This lets you save this as a text file. I down arrowed one more time and didn't hear anything else, so we know that that's the bottom of the list. I'm going to go back to the top of the list and save this as an FSEdit document.
FSEdit.
That's the choice I want. Press tab.
Tab, location, colon, combo box, main memory, 1 of 2.
Location specifically deals with the memory location that we will store this in. It defaults to main memory. You heard PacMate say 1 of 2 because I also have a storage card in the compact flash slot, and if I press down arrow, I could select the storage card as the location to store this particular file. We'll talk more about moving files and creating folders later on. Press tab.
Tab, OK button.
We'll accept this. Press OK.
Enter. File saved. Edit.
We're told that the file is saved and we're placed back in the document. To give us a couple of files to play with, I'm going to save it with a different name and as a different file type. So we're going to do the same process as before. I'll press F2.
Menu active. File.
Enter.
Enter. Leaving menus. Menu active. New dot dot dot.
I'll arrow down to save as.
Open. Save. Save as dot. Enter. Leaving menus. Save as dialog. Name colon. Edit. Trials.
I want to save this as a Braille file. So I'm going to call this Braille Trials.
BRAILLETRIALS.
Tab.
Tab, folder, colon, combo box, personal, 3 of 4.
I'm going to leave it in the personal folder. Press tab.
Tab, type, colon, combo box, fsedit, file, left parent, star, dot, fsd, right parent, 1 of 5.
I want to take advantage of the first letter navigation. I'm going to press B.
B, BRF, file, left parent, star, dot, BRF, right parent.
I'll press tab again till I get to OK.
Tab, location, colon, combo box, tab, OK button.
And I'll press Enter.
Enter. Converting to BRF dialog. FSEdit will convert the document, colon, backslash my documents, backslash personal, backslash trials.fsd to BRF format. This process may take several minutes. Do you wish to continue? Continue button.
Yes, I do. So I'll press Enter.
Enter. File saved. Edit.
That didn't actually take very long since it's such a small file. Let me show you what's actually taken place here. I'm going to press up arrow.
Now is the time that tries men's souls.
And dot 3 with left arrow to get to the beginning of the line.
Home.
Let's read the current word.
Now.
Now let's read forward by character. The current character.
Dot 6.
Ah, is a dot 6. Let's continue forward.
N. O. W. Space. I. S. Space. T-H-E. Space. Dot 5. T.
As you can hear, we now have a document in contracted Braille. At this point, we're going to exit out of the FSEdit program and go back to the Today screen. Let's press F1.
Close button. Today.
And that's all for this module. I'll see you in the next module.